I guess for me right now, the most difficult thing, or the most difficult obstacle towards being the type of poet that I want to be is juggling the personal and aesthetic aspirations of poetry, and I guess the social obligations or aspirations of it. When I was at UVA and lucky enough to be working with Rita Dove, I would hog up her office hours a lot, and I think towards the end of it all, just kind of like gauging where I was, you know, that I, you know, tell that I'm trying to balance kind of like this, aesthetic between the Black Arts Movement and then some of the post and post-post Black arts writers, which were dealing with, you know, much more personal perspectives in their poems, and also employing, you know, a lot of different formal techniques. And, you know, I was trying to find, you know, some type of middle ground between that, because that's what I feel like we are now, you know, that in some ways, you know, history, the pendulum swings both ways, and the end kind of settle somewhere in the middle, or at least for a period. And I felt like I was stuck in that period. And that's the charge that she sent me out into the world with. And I was like, well, that's hard. And she said, well, you know, that's your generation's you know, thing to deal with, to try to struggle with that, you know, previous generations of Black poets have struggled with their specific charges, and that this was mine. And so, acknowledging the fact that, you know, for the most part, I do have to take up that challenge every time I write a poem, that, you know, coming from the Black, you know, African American background, that community is very important. And speaking to the issues of a community is very important. But at the same time, you know, I'm my own poet with my own aesthetic aspirations and ideals, and it's like, well, you know, where do those two coexist? And I guess what I've decided is not to work towards a stance on it, but just to let the tension happen in my writing, just to let the tension be there, to not say that one, you know, wins out any more than the other, or that I can, you know, honestly say that there's you know, a spot where I've achieved, and I can say, aha, okay, when you swing between Black arts and post-Black arts and post-post-Black arts, this is where you end up with. And, you know, because I don't know where that is. It's something that I walk towards every day, but I don't necessarily know that I'll get there. So that's simultaneously the hardest and the most exciting thing about it, because every time I, you know, do make some progress towards reaching that point, I also know that I'm not there, or that quite possibly I won't get there before I'm finished writing. Just the fact that I know that there's, you know, another step out there, you know, is exciting. But then also, you know, when you look back and look at all the steps you've taken and not being quite sure how far you are down that path towards bridging those two ideals is scary, but you know, you keep trying and seeing what happens, and it keeps it fun for me. I think it keeps me from writing the same stuff, and hopefully people will be understanding of that, because, you know, you worry that people start liking a certain type of poem that you like, and you may feel obligated to keep writing in that vein. But, you know, my thing is to keep myself off balance. And if I keep myself off balance, I'm sure that I keep my audience off balance. So, it should be a bumpy ride for everybody. Because for me, just to be honest, I won't lie, I'm trying to write like Charles Wright. That's something I've always aspired for, is Charles Wright's voice. And I never get it. And hopefully I won't. Hopefully I'll keep failing until I fail brilliantly, into my own voice.